We are going to bring in our special guest. We know him as our Senate Minority Leader. We also know him as a very good friend of the Talk of Connecticut.
And he's a good one.
Yeah.
He's a good one.
Len Fasano. Len, good morning to you, brother.
Good morning. Good morning, Len.
Good morning, guys. How are we all doing?
So far, so good. How are you?
Good. Getting ready for Halloween?
Well, yeah. We're wondering if it's going to get rained out or not, though.
Yeah, it's not going to be a good day tomorrow, that's for sure.
I remember being in the legislature a few years ago. People were talking, never got introduced as a bill, but people were talking about moving Halloween, or I shouldn't say moving Halloween, that'll always be the 31st of October, but moving the trick-or-treating to the last Saturday of the month of October. But you know what? Who's to say it can't rain on the last Saturday of October?
That's right. Absolutely true.
Yeah, you know. All right, so there's a couple of things we need to talk about. Excuse me. Number one is the implementation of tolls. I guess there's some rumblings that there's going to be a special session called, and that there are some Republicans that are actually on board for this, despite the fact that it will allow tolling and open up the door for even more tolling down the road. So let's address this first.
I hope it's not true.
Sorry?
Go ahead.
Rumors always abound in the Capitol.
Yeah, that's very true.
And the thing is that what people mistake is the fact that we have two obligations as legislators. One obligation, clearly, is to read the bills that are presented and the ideas put forth and not prejudge them. Mm-hmm. I think that's an obligation.
That's very true.
And those who say, look, if it has this word in it, I'm not talking to anybody, I'm not doing anything, I'm just a no. And I don't believe that that's what you do. It could be a reason why you vote no, but you listen to the ideas. This transportation is a very confusing, complex issue with a lot of different components to it. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that's clear is our infrastructure is falling apart. And the second thing that's clear is we need money to fix it. So the governor apparently is going to put out a plan that I am assuming will have a toll provision of some sort. And then he'll discuss in that plan what that toll provision would be, whether it's a private-public partnership, which means it's outside source, whether it's the state, I don't know. How much is going to be collected, all those things. And I believe we need to look at that plan, but clearly if it has tolls, it's something that is a very difficult thing to get through the Senate on the Republican side.
Yeah, okay, so it's still
But willing to look at it is different. I just think it's too easy, and I don't think it's intellectually honest, frankly, to say it's got tolls, the answer is no. I think you got to look at it. Number two, you got to look at it because you got to figure out what is it that they're solving for? What is the problem that they see? How much money is it going to take? And is their plan an honest plan that's really dealing with infrastructure or is it doing other things? And those are the things that I think you get by having, you know, conversations and back and forth. So what I have said in the papers, listen, I am against tolls. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean I won't listen to a plan put forth by the guy who sits in it. We want everyone to respect President Trump for a position of being president, whether you disagree with him or agree with him. He's still the president. Same thing with our governor. We have to respect the fact that this guy's our governor, and he has the obligation to put forward ideas. We have an obligation to listen to them, and then if we don't like them, to say why we don't like them and hold our ground.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point, Len. Very good point.
And people say, no, you have to be visceral. Because a lot of people don't like tolls. You just have to be visceral. I won't be visceral. I just, intellectually, I don't think that's being honest with myself as a person or as a statesman. I think I need to listen. Also, we don't have any of the numbers. I can't talk to DOT and say, how much does Bridge A cost and Bridge B? So if I'm going to look for a solution, I need to get the information to determine what the real hole is in our infrastructure and how we can plug it up without tolls. And I can't do that till I get information of what they believe the problem to be, and then I can work from there.
Yeah.
So that's where it's at. And people mistake the fact that you want to listen for a yes vote. And look, that's just, you know, there's certain sides of both Democrats and Republicans who just love to stir the pot.
I get that. But you understand something. So people knew that that you were being our guest this morning, and we had some callers, a number of them actually, already call up and saying, we hear that Len is going to be kowtowing to the Democrats, and now he's supporting tolls. And I'm like, whoa, 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 I didn't hear about this. Wait.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, you're listening.
Certain people, there's a certain other person who's on radio here took a rumor the other day and just ran with it. And I don't think I have to explain myself to anybody, frankly, other than my constituents on my caucus. And, you know, I didn't call up and say, you know, you're all wet. But also, because I don't know that person's explanation, they do it for shock value. Yeah. And that's what they're entitled. They want to do it because they think it boosts listeners. You know, God bless them.
Yeah, we won't do that.
But
here.
I'm not going to. No. Right, I'm not going to play that game.
No, and you shouldn't. You'll never get that here with us, neither. And that's why we have you on. Let's ask you directly, because I'm like, this doesn't sound right. I said, and what I actually even told other listeners, and I said, listen, as a former state legislator myself, it's my job. This is what people elect me to do, is to listen to all sides of everything and then form my own conclusion. You cannot just shut people out and not listen to them. That's not what our job is. It is to listen to all sides, get every perspective, then, based on that, form a decision and then vote, ultimately. And that you're
and
doing...
if you're going to have credibility in that capital, that's what you have to do.
That's right.
And we blame the far left when we say, you know...
For not doing
left
that.
They shut people down and saying, you can't talk about this issue. Or if you bring up this issue, that means you're this. So people don't have conversations because... And that isn't what government's about. We're supposed to... You know, I always say people believe that once they're sworn in at that Capitol, they have knowledge mere mortals can only hope to have. Well, I don't think that I possess that knowledge. I got to listen to people who are smarter than me at DOT and knows this stuff, smarter than me at OFA, the financial folks, and smarter than me at the treasurer's office who know numbers. And I got to get all that information. Tolls is a very hot topic. It's something... People don't trust government. And once you allow one toll in at X dollars or X cents, I would say.
Right.
Where does that end? And that's the biggest problem.
All right. And they know that. They know that it's not just allowing a couple of tolls. That once you open that door, it can be, there's an infinite amount of tolling that could take place in the near future. So, listen, I promise them that I would ask you point blank with respect, and you know the respect that I have for you. You and I have known each other and have been colleagues well before this radio, I got onto this radio program, that you are still, even though you are listening and that you're willing to listen to all sides and every angle, you are still vehemently against tolls, correct?
Exactly. And okay. I have made that
okay.
position clear.
Good.
For the reason, if I may, for the reason that you can't control it once it's let out of the bag.
Right.
And whether it's this administration or the next administration or this legislature, next legislature, once you open that door and that horse is out of the barn, you can't control. And I have made that clear to the governor's office.
Okay.
Look, that's my biggest problem. I'll listen to what you have to say. And, you know, and they have a right to present a plan. And I told them I would listen to it, but this is a huge problem for me. Because I know how, and Gary, you know how that place operates.
I do very well.
Once they take an eighth of an inch, it's a half inch, and it's an inch.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is look at all the tax policies over the year passed by the Democratic majority. The conveyance tax, which was only supposed to be a 2-year deal, still exists 12 years later. The corporate surplus tax finally disappeared, but it existed for 7 years. It was supposed to be a one-time event. Goes back to Ralph. So, you know, all these things that I have seen, is the pattern for which I used to say tolls is a very bad idea.
Okay. So I asked you point blank. You answered it. You've addressed any concerns. There's really no ambiguity in your answer. It's clear and cut. Well received. All right. So listen, I got another question for you. We are hearing, though, that this time of year, as you know, there are a lot of leaf cleanups by municipalities, although there are still leaves, plenty of leaves still on trees, even as we speak. But hey, listen, even though the weather is rather mild, despite the rain, we know that living in New England, it could drop on the spot of a dime. We could theoretically have a snowstorm in a week or two. You know, you can't make these these predictions in living in Connecticut. And there's a lot of towns that depend on state aid when it comes to not only leaf cleanup, but also sanding and salting our roads and snow cleanup. And there are state funds that are being withheld to many municipalities who depend on this funding. And it seems like our governor is playing, well, I guess for lack of a better term, a game of chicken with municipalities by saying, well, and who's going to maneuver first? Who's going to make the first move here? We need, towns are saying, we need our funding for this. And this, but in this, and the governor's saying, well, you'll get it, but we need to have your state legislator to play ball with me. Can you shine some light onto this in at all?
I don't think that's the case.
Okay, good.
I think what it is this, and this goes back to, once again, talking to the governor's office to figure out what their thought process is on transportation. And the reason why I said it is the Republicans put prioritized progress. Prioritized progress said, I'm bonding the very package that would give the towns the money they need for town road aid. We as Republicans had prioritized progress, which took $750 million of bonding and moved it to transportation so that we had $2 billion plus to do the transportation projects. In what the governor is sort of saying is this, listen, we have a bonding package, but the bonding package is tied into the transportation package. Mm-hmm. We want to use, the best I could tell, $100 million of general obligation bonding and put it into the transportation to help pay for infrastructure. Well, if the toll plan, I don't want to say toll plan, if his transportation plan doesn't go through, maybe he's got to make that 100, 200. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, if he makes that 200, then any bonding he agrees to has to get reduced. So what he's saying is, I can't pass my bonding plan, not as leverage, but I can't pass my bonding plan because I don't know
if
what
tolls,
it's going to look like
yeah.
to like figure out what's happening on the transportation yeah. side.
Okay. So they're all interlinked.
Correct. And once again, you only get that by having conversations and looking at their numbers of their plan to figure out what they're thinking.
Okay.
And that's what I've come to realize when I've seen some of the numbers, and not all the numbers, from the governor's office, because they're still working on numbers. So I don't have all the numbers. I'm not really sure. I don't think there's anybody who knows exactly what is, I mean, you know generally, but you don't know exactly what's being proposed in the governor's transportation plan.
All right, and we only got about a minute left with you, Senator. So really quickly then, based on what you've just said, then there is no date yet scheduled for a special session regarding the bonding package because of what you just explained.
Correct.
Okay.
So outstanding for the legislature right now is the hospital bill.
Yep.
Which has
reimbursement
done it, and that's still being delayed, not because of cold feet, but because it's very tough.
Mm-hmm.
There's the bonding bill that you just mentioned, if he does do the transportation plan, and then there's that waiter waitress tip wage thing, which is sort of out there and the unions don't like, and the Senate Democrats won't climb on board. So those are the three or four items that are still left for the legislature to act on.
What is the line of demarcation here for going into special session? Is it up until, you know, the holidays, or, you know, the week before Christmas, or could theoretically this happen at any time, regardless of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's?
I think if you don't go in by, I mean, we've gone in, I think, as late as December 22nd, December 20th, something like that, for a mitigation plan back with Governor Malloy when the numbers were down. So I have seen us go in as late as that. I would say December 20th is the breakoff date, would be my view. And anything up to that point is fair game. But I also would say Lamont is not like Malloy, where Malloy pressed that very hard to get us to go in there. And I don't make that decision. That would be Senator Looney and the Speaker of the House and the governor, they would make those decisions. We just don't have that power.
All right. Good enough. I'm glad I asked you this directly. We make no assumptions. And listen, you were very forthright. I cannot thank you enough, not only for answering these direct questions, but also for being with us. We look forward to having you each and every time, Senator Len Fasano. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brandon.
You got to have a great day. Well, there you go. I mean, we asked him point blank. He answered it. I don't see any confusion in that.